The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio Today is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Popeyes, Print Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Good afternoon to one and all here in this beautiful country called the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And those of you who are joining us by way of the airwaves, whichever country you are in, whether it's to the south of us in the beautiful Caribbean, or you're north of us in America, or you find yourself in Africa or over in Europe using the Guardian Stream app, we want to welcome you to another Guardian Radio Today here on 96.9 FM here in the Bahamas. My name is Garth Maynard Roseborough. My friends, they call me G. Maynard Roseborough. I don't know if I got to make that distinction, Darvin, but it is what it is. My friends call me G. Mm-hmm. And I did mention the name Darvin Russell, so I'll allow him to also go ahead and make his introduction. And then we're going to try to wrap into a conversation that I planned for Friday past, and we were not able to do that. They had a special appearance with Ms. Belinda Wilson from the president of the teachers' union. And Erin Green was the person who was responsible for that and did a remarkable job, I must say. And, of course, you all started your day in a very, very extraordinary way here with Guardian Radio 96.9. And I do not want to be the one who drops the ball today, Darvin. Mm-hmm. So I think we got to bring a good conversation here today. So go ahead and let your family, your friends, your coworkers, let them know that now is the time to tune into Guardian Radio 96.9 if they've not done so already. If you want to be a sponsor of the show, it's the number 302-2300. You can be a part of our sponsorship team. And Darvin Russell is going to go ahead here and introduce himself, and we'll get our show underway.
Good afternoon to the nation. Good afternoon, Brother Garth. Hope you had a good weekend. Mine was semi-productive, I'd like to call it. I had the pleasure of spending a couple of good hours with a friend of mine from high school and her husband talking national issues. So very riveting conversation after church. I always have a good time when I hang out with them. But shout out to my parents and my mom and my little sister, who today is the first day back to preschool. My mom runs a preschool, so they are busy, busy today. So shout out to them, who are always listening, and to my dad, who's helping out as he always does, to my family listening abroad, and to my friends and fellow classmates. Good afternoon, Bahamas.
Did you have an opportunity to listen to the show yesterday, Remark, with Gabby?
I did not, actually. Were busy? Okay. I did not, actually.
Well, they had quite an active show.
Okay.
You and I were not there.
Okay.
But, you know, we can leave it to Gabby.
Yeah.
And she had on Jeff Delevoe, and that's on okay. Remark every okay. Sunday, 5 to 6:30. That's where Darvin Russell and I normally sit. Mm-hmm. And we've just been given the opportunity and the job task to sit here with you to mm-hmm. fill in here on Guardian Radio today. And so it's our pleasure to be here. And Darvin has actually agreed to be here on Thursday and Friday mm-hmm. of this week. And, of course, we'll continue such vein over the next 2 weeks, as tomorrow I leave for Michigan, finally.
Yes, finally.
People aren't going to leave me alone, and I can travel tomorrow, and my mother's birthday is on Thursday, 9/11, and so I plan on celebrating her 76th birthday with her.
Fantastic.
And I'm looking forward to a great time. My neighbor, Mr. Rupert Stewart, he's going to join me mm-hmm. To enjoy the tranquility
okay.
of a place called Berrien Springs, where there's just about 3,000 people.
Okay.
And very, very tranquil, very quiet.
Well, you know, Michigan was my home.
It was?
Yes. So I worked for General Motors. I know Whoa. Detroit Very well. My first job out of graduate school, that was where I worked. I love me some Detroit, Michigan.
You're like 3.5 hours away from the house.
South of where you are.
Yeah,
I know
south,
exactly
you're in
where
the
you
east
are.
And I'm in the west.
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, look at that. And we'll be in Detroit, I think, on Saturday. I'm going to Battle Creek and then go over to Detroit. So, yeah.
I can tell you about some places you need to go eat on Saturday. So, we'll talk about that off air.
Praise God. He's a good God. Man. But looking forward to some R&R. But I'm going to leave you in the good care of Darvin Russell. And I'm hoping, as I listen to some of the sponsors of the show who have already been established, some of them are financial-based. Mm-hmm. And so I've asked Darvin Russell to possibly look into having some financial conversations with you, the Bahamian people, mm-hmm. especially with us being now on the brink of the Christmas shopping time.
Yes.
You know, how do you spend or how do you save or what's the best way to find bargains or Do you shop now? Do you wait till the last minute? Don't rob the landlord. You know, I'm getting tired of getting robbed. Don't rob us. You know, rob somebody.
Pay your bills.
But Darvin Russell will go ahead and, share a little stewardship with you as you prepare for one of the greatest times of the year, especially with Jonkunu coming and some of you people will be traveling. And, you know, Darvin is going to take very good care of you. Let me take a first break, if I may, Kermit. Let me throw those numbers out there really quick, though. 323-6232, 3254-316, 3254-259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 300-5720. And I want to talk today about system governance. System governance. And we'll be right back.
Impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Chicken lovers, listen up. Popeyes is serving it up for you. Get 5 pieces of juicy, hand-battered bone-in chicken for just $10. That's right, 5 pieces of Louisiana-style flavor, fried to golden, crispy perfection for only $10. But don't wait. This deal won't last forever. Head to your nearest Popeyes today and grab your 5-piece for just $10. Popeyes, where the chicken's always worth the hype. Available for a limited time only.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
All right, here we go.
Welcome back. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Guardian Radio Today. And, you know, I just put that little praise music out there once again for those of you who want to get your praise on. And I'll tell you, like I always say, I'm not trying to offend anyone's spirituality or anyone's Christianity, but I'm simply trying to give a positive vibe. And I have grown up, I must say, as a Baptist. I got Baptist blood in me. So when I hear that little clapping and jumping, I tend to get excited. I tend to want to move, you know. And I heard that song over the weekend, and I says, you know what? I got to give myself a little time to give a little bit more praise and thanks. And so for me, that is what I did this weekend. I found myself, Darvin Russell, at a funeral where I was giving a tribute to my good friend, Gary Williams, Uncle Billy. And the brethren were very surprised to see me in the house of the Lord. And of course, I had to make my way to the podium, and people were saying, well, he's back. Mm-hmm. But you know, let me leave that alone. Praise be to God. People will know the lightning, the thunderstorm. But that's all right. Yeah. Someone told me something here, though, Dad, before we get started. Mm-hmm. Visit Fixin's Soul Kitchen in Detroit. You know about that?
I don't know that one.
Well, I got to look that up.
Okay.
We got to ask the AI about that.
Love
one.
That.
You love that? Darwin, tell us what are they telling us about system governance? What is this all about?
Well, as you know, according to Google, a system of governance is the set of structures, processes, policies, and practices an organization, in this case the organization is the government, uses to make decisions, control its operations, and ensure accountability to its members or stakeholders. It outlines who has authority, how decisions are made, how performance is monitored, and how people are held responsible for their actions, ultimately aiming to achieve the entity's goals effectively and ethically. Oh my goodness, what a definition.
Man, go break it down. I'm
you understand? So when you think about that, right, just this week, mm-hmm. we have to really wonder whether or not we have systems of governance, right? Because maybe at the end of last week, here we are, school just started. Mm-hmm. And I think the minister mentioned that she has to basically get on getting the teachers hired for some of these Family Island vacancies and administrative vacancies. And I'm wondering, just as a layperson, the Ministry of Education must know who is retiring before the fall. They must know which teachers are coming back, which ones aren't, where the potential gaps are, the need analysis. Why does it always seem, whether it's the repairs of the schools or it's administratively, we always seem to be behind the ball? Like you could never, come September, seem like we are ready for school. So I wonder if the systems that govern the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Health, are functioning the way they ought to. Those are just two that, you know, I wouldn't mind talking a little bit about.
Okay, today. So what Darwin Russell just did, and you know, these thoughts come into my mind over the course of my resting. This is how I think system governance. Let's talk about that, right? And of course, Darwin Russell is always willing to have a great conversation. So I've not been too trapsy to where he doesn't want to sit with me. Mm-hmm. And so I just want you to appreciate you always. But he mentioned education. Give me another ministry that you think system governance is failing.
Health.
Oh, health.
Health.
Why health?
Well, because, you know, anybody that has interacted with the Ministry of Health for services mm-hmm. gets frustrated by the wait times, mm-hmm. gets frustrated by the overall customer service aspect mm-hmm. of the experience, gets mm-hmm. frustrated by even getting an appointment depending upon the service that mm-hmm. you are seeking to have performed. And you know, I always used to say, you know, I used to do process improvement was one of the things that I did when I ran DHL. And I was responsible for process improvement for all of the countries in the Caribbean. And one of the things that we used to always talk about is engineering a system basically to idiot-proof it mm-hmm. so that you anticipate what the potential misuse of the process is and engineer it out in its design. Mm-hmm. So an example of that for the layperson to understand is back in the day, you used to be able to lock your car, you lock your keys in your car. No longer is possible because it's impossible to lock your car without keys. Mm-hmm. A second invention, and these were engineering redesigns. These were not flukes. These did not occur by happenstance. Mm-hmm. People used to put diesel in gasoline engines.
Yes.
So they did a couple of things. They changed the nozzle at the gas pump.
That's correct.
They changed the color of the nozzle, and they changed the receptacle on gas versus diesel so that it doesn't even fit in the receptacle of a gasoline vehicle.
That's right? correct.
Things that have been engineered out to minimize the mm-hmm. errors that humans make.
Okay.
So when you think about processes that we have to endure, one of the ways for you to recognize that a system or a process is broken is what we call queuing theory. So the length of time you spend in line. Mm-hmm. We know that our banks, for example, have been experimenting with different ways to minimize wait time. You go in the bank and they segment you by service you are coming to perform. Mm-hmm. How well it's working, I can leave that alone because I ain't trying to get nobody in trouble. But they are at least making an effort to try to correct those things. So whenever you go to a business, whenever you go to an office of the government, whenever you see long and excessive wait times, that is inherently a broken system. Mm-hmm. Because when you engineer a system, you don't want people to have to wait an inordinate length of time for any service. Mm-hmm. And most people know who study process improvement. They know that it's not even necessary. Mm-hmm. That's what an appointment is for. Mm. The reason a lot of hairdressers switch from while you wait service is because they recognize not only will people pay a premium for an appointment, they could max out their schedule and their earning potential. That's because right. The days that they usually would be busy, they just schedule an appointment in order to fill that void in their schedule so that they generate and maximize their revenue. Mm-hmm. Don't let me preach today, God.
No, I like it. You know the reason why you're here. People always say, Darvin Russell, he's so smart. He's so intelligent. I like him. He's actually going to be with Aaron Green. Aaron said, God, I got to steal him away from you on Wednesday. You're going to be on Wednesday?
Yeah, from 10 to 12 with her and CA.
Mm-hmm. Look at that, mm-hmm. You see. I said, they know you're smart. Mm-hmm. I know you're smart. I'm smart for just knowing that you're smart. And that's why you're smart people around me.
Well, you know, I always appreciate that.
You and Gabby, y'all can hang with me anytime. So you identified two systems, mm-hmm. Education, health. Give me another one.
I'm going to be Trapsy. I'm going to take your role.
Let it go. Give it to me.
I'm not trying to be controversial. I promise I'm not.
Okay.
But these are the things that just at 3 o'clock in the morning when the Lord
gives me another system.
These are the things
I just want to make sure about, right? I'm on the right path.
So when I think about how we manage mm-hmm. corruption within the armed forces.
So we said about national security.
Yeah. So that to me is a system of reprimand, a system of review.
So education,
right?
Health. National security. Give me another one.
Correct. That's three so far. Mm-hmm. Let's think what's out there. I can leave it at them three.
The long and short of it, Darvin Russell, is that there is no one perfect system
mm-hmm.
other than me knowing of a theocracy.
Okay.
That's from my own
personal
background and understanding of governance. Mm-hmm. The most sure governance a man can ever have is a direct relationship with the spiritual realm.
Okay.
That's what I know, because in that particular situation, we know that the spiritual father, or some women want to say mother, because mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be gender biased here.
Yeah.
That entity mm-hmm. directs in a righteous fashion or in a right-doing fashion all things. So if you killed somebody mm-hmm. in ancient Israel in the days of going through the wilderness, mm-hmm. they stoned you to death. Mm-hmm. There was no question about that, because the deity said, if you kill somebody, you die. Mm-hmm. If you steal from somebody, you die. You know, if you took the manna and you stored it in your house too long, it rotted. Mm-hmm. If you put the quail in there too long, it rotted. There were rules and stipulations, and if it was broken, law himself was God himself.
Yes.
Who would then pass sentence on you through a judicial format through the Levites and execute. Mm-hmm. That's the way it worked. Mm-hmm. We have moved away from a deity and a religious significance in our own nation, the Bahamas, as we say we're a Christian nation, and we've taken on the roles, as it were, absent of God direction.
Yeah.
I want to put this out to you that way. Mm-hmm. So I listened to C.A. New and Aaron just a while ago, mm-hmm. and they're talking about John Canoe. Mm-hmm. Look at the chaos that you're having in John Canoe. Mm-hmm. Is there a system there for John Canoe? Is there a John Canoe system? Mm-hmm. Is there any John Canoe governance? And if there's a governance of John Canoe and a system for governance, then tell me something. Why is there confusion? Mm-hmm. Why is there confusion? Why is there confusion in education? Mm-hmm. Why is there confusion in national security? Why is there confusion in the health system? Why is there confusion in the social services? Mm-hmm. Why is there confusion in health, youth and sports?
Yeah.
Why is there confusion in the environment? There's constant confusion, like the Rasta man called it, Babylon, mm-hmm. in the system. Mm-hmm. But yet we are trying to improve the system through, as you said in that definition, through control mechanisms and what? Accountability.
Yes.
Now, how accountable are we? How transparent are we? How much in control are we truly? Mm-hmm. And this is why I want to have this conversation today, Darwin mm-hmm. Russell. Because when you talk about system governance, what we have done even here on this radio is that we have separated our understanding of system governance to two entities, mm-hmm. PLP mm-hmm. and FNM. Mm-hmm. Who governs better? Mm-hmm. That's the question. Mm-hmm. But even in the governance, the same symptoms, the same issues, mm-hmm. the same illnesses mm-hmm. still exist. Mm-hmm. So what does that say to me about the system itself? Or what does that say about the governance itself? Which one do we blame today? Are we going to blame the system? Or are we going to blame those that govern? That's what I want to find out today, folks. Let me take a quick break here real quick, Kermit. I got to let that sink in. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Ireland, 300-5720, or you can text in at 422-4796. Who are we going to blame here today? The system or those who govern the system? System governance, Guardian Radio today, 96.9 FM, we'll be right back.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank, the way you want.
Now let me see now. 326-ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
And we're back. Guardian Radio today, 96.9 FM. Just here having a little discussion off the air with Darwin Russell because we're trying to understand the nature of the system and what is truly happening in terms of our governance. Now, maybe you could help us. I know 52, you're listening. I know Papa, you're out there listening. I got Muff, Raw, my good friends out there. And I know you're listening. You know, my ladies, I know you're out there listening. And I need some of you smart people. Gabby, if you're listening, let us know what we're doing here. Because why? Darwin and I are simply saying that we operate under a democracy. Now, you know the different types of governance. You know, you got socialists and you got all the other types, republic or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But we here in the Bahamas have inherited a democracy. Mm-hmm. And Darwin is saying the type of democracy that we've inherited, we use what we call a Westminster system. See, that word shows up again. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying to you is that if we are under democracy, which is freedom to exercise, mm-hmm. and we have adopted the Westminster system, which is a colonial type system from Europe, mm-hmm. then we're here all the way on the western side of the of the world, mm-hmm. okay? Now, I'm asking you again, in our adoption, I want to understand why there's so much chaos in terms of own governance here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Where's this confusion coming from? Darwin readily said, you know, look at the schools. The schools are never ready. Or we don't have sufficient teachers. Mm-hmm. Or we don't have sufficient police officers. Or the education systems are producing sufficient young people who can even reach the 5 BJCSE levels mm-hmm. in order to actually take on these mm-hmm. particular jobs. Mm-hmm. Then you tell me the immigration system is also broken. Mm-hmm. So everything to me, a learned man, seems broken in this country. Mm-hmm. If it's broken and we are under system, then my other question is going to be later on, who protects the system? Mm-hmm. Because if you recognize that the system is broken, whether it's PLP, FNM, or anyone else, then who's going to say, let's change the system? Can you even change the system? And I've heard some group of people marching around you telling us, oh, if we ever get the power, we can change the system. And I want to really understand that, because why? Last time I checked, you are not bigger than the system. You never could be. Not this system that we're talking about, that I know about. Maybe you know something that I don't know, but I know that we live, move, and we have our being in this system, which is Westminster system. And in order to topple that, or to change that, or to direct that otherwise, I want to know how you can make that possible, because it don't happen the way you say. Because the first thing you got to do is stand up there and swear an oath to protect the system. Am I right or wrong?
I agree.
And if you don't protect the system by way of oath, guess what? You will be placed outside of the system. And so what I do also understand, I was talking to a very good friend of mine, Mr. Roll, this morning. And I said, Mr. Roll, you got to understand how the system works. And so what I'm going to do today, after I take the caller, I want to explain to you, guess what, Darwin? What I'm going to explain? The beehive.
Okay.
A colony. And what a colonial system looks like from the beehive. Caller, go ahead.
Doc, Darwin.
Hey, guy.
All right. I just want to drop something for, well, the whole nation or everybody to think about.
Okay.
If you know about the New World Order, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you look around the world, everybody is struggling with immigration all around the world.
Okay. That's a system, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So hear this now.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't trying to cure nothing. Basically, they just speak.
When you say they, I'm not interrupting you, but I'm just making it clear to everybody. When you say they, you're talking about those that have the authority to. Go ahead.
The government.
Mm-hmm.
That's my belief.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All of this is to usher us into, first, they're trying to create chaos. Right?
So the governors are trying to create the governors are trying to create confusion or chaos, or chaos, is a system in of itself chaotic?
Yeah,
I'm just asking.
The system in itself.
Or the system's chaotic.
The system is creating chaos. See, our government don't operate within itself. I don't believe that, because all these laws that they passing, it sure as hell don't be passing for no Bohemian. On the back, that ain't for no, to help you with no voting and this, that, and the next thing. All that is to give you information to whoever they're going to give it to, the United Nations or whoever it is or whatever. But it's a bigger conspiracy, and people need to think about it. People need to think about it. This is where we're heading by 2027, 2027, 2028.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it. Watch what's going to happen. Just like during the...
I think you're going in and out. I think it's your connection.
Awesome. Yeah, go ahead, Robin.
When you listen to people talk, when you go and visit some of these government entities to get served, you know, I'm always curious, and I know many Bahamians have had the same frustrating experience. You call, you go by, and you ask one person, what's the procedure to do X? They give you an answer.
Mm-hmm.
You ask another person in the same office, and they give you a different answer. One telltale sign that there's something broken about the system is we do this what's repeatable, replicable, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know. Those are the two measures that you do when you're trying to make sure that a process is now refined.
Mm-hmm.
So if I give Garth a set of instructions, and I give Gabby a set of instructions, they should have the same outcome if that system is repeatable and replicable.
That's correct.
So what we do not do, it appears what we do not do, is we don't seem, one of our issues is we lack transparency in these processes.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to go in any ministry that you're asking for services to be rendered and see the process by which I apply for example, a building permit. Process by which I apply for a driver's license, the process by which I apply for my tags for my vehicle, whatever it is, service that should be rendered, whether it's printed in there, printed and placed online, et cetera, et cetera. And as long as you follow that process, you should receive the stated outcome. that should be given a timeline. I should, you know, if I'm for a business license, for example, they should have a KPI associated with that that says something gets flagged after 7 days, no action. Somebody should be following up on that. We know it's not working because the things languish in the system. So we know there's no supervisor checking, ensuring that somebody is responding to the query, or they're overwhelmed because there are so many queries. But we know it is an ineffective system. And these are the measures. We feel the outcome on the outside in that there's lack of communication. There's lack of transparency. There's a lack of accountability. That's how we know something is broken about it. Because we can only judge a leader, a system based on outcomes.
Mercy. We judge the leader.
Yes.
How do you figure that?
We judge the leader based on outcomes. Were you able to achieve the stated objective? That is the most significant barometer for you to determine whether or not somebody is a good leader or not, in my humble opinion.
So you're saying to me that it is possible for the leader to be enough to actually affect the system, or does the leader themselves fit into a system?
The leader fits into the system, but he or she is the one that manages that system and the attendant persons within that system. So during the conversation I had with my friends yesterday, I said to them, when you run an organization, you are not held responsible only for what you know. You're held responsible for what you ought to know as the leader. You don't get to sit in that seat and claim ignorance, not saying you're God and you're all-knowing, but it's your responsibility to ask the relevant stakeholders the right questions so that you are made aware of what is going on within your organization. So if you are sitting in the Ministry of Education and you are having your meeting with your team, are we ready for September? Are all of the repairs done? Are there any gaps in our administrative vacancies that are not filled? Do we have any infrastructural needs that are not going to be met on time? It cannot happen that on the 8th of September, you are unaware, still scrambling, trying to find people again and again. That says to me the question was not asked, the question was not followed up on, or somebody dropped the ball. And if they dropped the ball, they have to be held accountable for giving you as the minister misleading information or not getting their job done. And then if they have an excuse as to why their job is not done, you need to hold the person who held up the deliverable that you asked for accountable. Don't get me started today.
I like it. Caller, you on the line. Go ahead.
Scott and Mr. Russell.
Hey, guy. How are you?
System, human being, we control the system. Those be who we put inside place.
Indeed.
To run our school, our hospital. But because when we hand select certain people and put them in charge, we are not holding them accountable, then what will happen? You will always have this problem in one comment, government comment, the next one, it's the same thing. I believe in the school, the director, she have other people is over certain school in the Palmy Island that's supposed to report to her. We have this teacher is going to retire. This teacher, we need a teacher for Long Island. They give her the information, but because the breakdown is somewhere is breaking down, no one has maybe given the director the right information, and it makes the director look bad. And because it makes the director look bad, the people who's out there, nobody's being replaced, getting fired. And just the way it is, it's no way. We could have our hospital, all the clinic them closed down 8 o'clock in the night. What about when somebody who live in the south gets sick? The lady the other night get food poisoned around 12 o'clock. She had to go up to the Prince Margaret Hospital. They never come home until 10 o'clock that morning because why? You have a big hospital clinic in the east, it's shut down. We supposed to change the system now. people could change it. Don't go with the same old flow.
Yeah.
And this is the reason why this, if you want your country to grow, that will be more employed because why? We're going now to more hours.
Yes.
And because of this now, we dominant down the country and stuff like that. So we have to change it, man.
I
fire
appreciate
people.
It.
Nobody in this Bahamas get fired. Nobody in big high places go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I thank you for your 1 minute. You know, I'm listening to him. And, you know, he said some pretty interesting things. And what I'm recognizing in that is that there are systems within systems, Alvin Russell. Mm-hmm. You spoke about reporting to, or you talked about accountability.
Yeah.
You talked about leadership. And I do believe that even within a colony, there can be decency and order. There can be organization if we fully understood our roles.
Yes.
And so let me quickly put this into perspective then. You and I were beekeepers, even though you retired early.
Almost. I did.
You retired almost instantaneously when you saw me attacked by some swarm of bees and stung all over my face,
instantly,
right?
Yeah.
Instantly you retired. Yeah. Okay, good. Let me explain this quickly to people. I often wondered why they called us a colony or a colony of Great Britain. What did it mean to become a colony? Mm-hmm. And, of course, in 2013, when I was introduced to beekeeping with the help of people from BAIC, you know, my staff, and I want to give them a shout-out today, they said, Mr. Roseboro, if you're going to talk about agriculture and BAMSI, we got to talk about beekeeping.
Yes.
You know, business need the planet. And I think these callers don't want me to talk about beekeeping, but they want me to. Okay, go ahead. Y'all interrupt me. Go ahead. I can talk my story later. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm cutting my conversation for you.
Oh, thank you much.
Okay,
actually,
good.
I was listening to you talking about the systems and how they operate.
Yes, sir.
But you know, one of the things I was thinking about is this.
Mm-hmm.
Viruses, they mutate, right?
Yes, they do.
And I consider the human race to be like viruses.
Oh, you getting deep. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And so I think in most cases, you know, you try a system, but then you realize that things change.
Mm-hmm.
As you go along.
Mm-hmm.
Things change. There are so many unforeseen things.
Yes.
And so people try to adapt because people have the outcome. You take, for instance, even the criminals.
That's a system.
You put in place some measures of protection.
Yes.
And before long, you know, those measures are broken, man.
Mm.
The criminals, they mutate.
Yes.
They take on a different form.
Yes. Hence, our response needs also to mutate, right?
You as a mischievous man.
I love that.
Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah,
thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Next caller, go ahead. You're on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my friend.
My perspective on it, I think we have a broken system that we have outgrown because this is a system that was handed down to us from the late, I think it was early 1700s to the late 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
We're with you.
I heard here people who want to get into politics speaking about they're going to change the system when they get in.
Mm-hmm.
I like the call already.
How would you be able to change the system
mm-hmm.
that you have to, first you got to do, if you were to win an election, you got to swear to the king and successor in his ass.
Mm-hmm.
The constitution that you have, you got to abide by the same constitution. Mm-hmm. The rules and regulations, you got to open those same books. How the hell you going to change the system when you get in? You have to agitate from the outside in order to change the system. And I think it's time now for this country and in their future, not too distant future, to lift. Let's take the best part of the federal, the democratic, the republic, and the Westminster system and create our own.
I love that idea, actually. Thank you, sir. Hey. I love that idea.
And we have some brilliant people out there, and I thank you all for your brilliance. I see your text, folks. I'm going to get to those in a minute. Let me share now.
You better make it a 1 minute then.
Yeah, I mean, try.
Before these people start calling again.
Okay, here we go.
As you're too late.
Okay, go ahead, caller. Caller, go ahead. You're on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, my brothers, how
y'all
doing?
I hear you was cheating on us on yesterday.
Yeah, we can drop this call right now.
Every day something.
We cutting your call. I got to cut you, man. You didn't fire us yesterday.
Well, let's put it like this.
You know, everything has its own course and its own season.
My Lord.
My brother here in the driver's seat here put me in a seat, and I thought he was going to join me yesterday because I know he's going to give me the harder poignant questions.
Like,
I'm not saying that Gabby didn't, but the harder poignant questions.
Everybody running from me. I don't know where they're running from.
But I thank him for the opportunity yesterday, what I have on the inside.
Yeah, my brother.
I just wanted to add on to something that my other good friend in the PLP had to say just now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say this much. Many Bahamians have been agitating for a republic system.
Yes.
And the big thing about it is, the educational component of it is important. Some of us are aware of some of the variants in different systems being used around the world. And he's absolutely correct. We can create our own system by picking out the little nuggets out of all of these systems and try to come up with one of our own. But the question is, are people inclined to do that?
Yes.
You know, we could put all these brilliant things forward, but as long as our people mindset is set in one general direction and there's no room for wiggling or change, ain't nothing's going to happen. So, you know, many of us already see the flaws in this current system we have here, swearing to the queen, the king, heirs and successors.
Yes.
That is currently what's going on, but it does not mean that we have to continue that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be bold and brazen enough to want to go against that you know and go into the unknowns and discover some of the traps and get past the traps in order to create something new. But our people seem not to be geared to want to do that. This is why we still end up with the PLP and the FNM.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wants to give nobody else a chance because they are steeped into what they know now, when there's better out there to be had, but they are not bold and brazen enough to want to embrace and make the move. So I end my diatribe.
Yeah, thanks so much.
When these people are really serious about progressing this country forward, upward, and onward, and, you know, we had two political parties already that we had over the past 52 years?
I got you, Jeff. Well, I can deal with that today.
The roadmap. But it means now we have to now go into a new venture into how far now beyond this point that we want to see our country go forward.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Now, I was trying to keep him to that minute mark, but, you know, Jeff didn't fire me yesterday. Look, he's trying to fire me today. That's our good friend, Jeff Delavaux. Darvin Russell, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get to the news in a minute, right? Mm-hmm. A hive.
Yes.
Has basically three types of bees that I know about. There's the queen bee, there is the worker bee, and then you have drones. The queen bee can live up to 9 years of age.
Okay.
She has, as it were, intercourse twice in 9 years and can produce up to 1,200 bees per day. That's the queen bee. The worker bee, during the summer months, only lives to be about 6 weeks. In the winter months, they can live a few months because, of course, it's colder and reproduction slows down a bit. The drone, however, the male bee, does absolutely nothing at all. The queen decides to mate, and that's only twice in 9 years. So he's waiting around all day long for an opportunity to mate with this one queen bee. And of all the drones that are in the colony, in the nest, only one of those bees will have the opportunity to mate with the queen. And when he mates with the queen, his innards are pulled out and he dies.
My God.
And that happens up in the air. And he drops to the earth, a dead man. And the rest of the drones, when she returns, they kick all of them out, and they die. And so women, for you feminists, run the hive. You with me so far?
Oh, I with you.
Good. This queen, 9 years, I want to focus on the nine-year period, and she has women attending to her every need, making sure there's food, everything is organized, she gives the commands, everything is on point. 1,200 bees a day can possibly be laid. Think about that number. So when you go spray a little can of Bagon, you may kill 300-400 bees. Now you got up to another 85,000 plus bees that are angry with you for spraying Bagon yesterday. Mm-hmm. So one day when you go to spray your Bagon, mm-hmm. they will attack you. Mm-hmm. That's when we hear about people who get swarmed upon and they end up in the hospital. Some people actually can die. So it's always good to get a beekeeper to deal with these things, right? Here it is in a hive that if you were to kill, like I just said, 400 bees, you still got 85 left. If you were to try to attack the Ministry of Health, then, of course, the Ministry of Works, the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Social Services, the Ministry of the Environment, the Ministry of Finance, all of those now will attack you.
I see where you go.
To protect the one ministry that you're attacking. This is how the system has been created. That's why they call it a colony.
Yes.
There is one superior mind at the top of the colony. One. Only one. Ain't no two, three, four, five. Ain't no, like our good friend, Brian McCartney, who figured you could just go in a helicopter and do what you want. Do no, because there's only going to be one mind around here. That's how it works.
Yes.
Okay? When you decide that, you know what, I want to change the system, like I heard them say, and when we get to power, we're going to change the system. Someone needs to call in today to tell me how you can change that. I want to know which power you're going to get and change that based on the system itself, which is bigger than you and bigger than the Bahamas.
Yes.
The Westminster system is bigger than the Bahamas. I want you to understand what I'm saying to you. In other words, what I'm saying to you is that the queen at the top is watching every bee in that colony. That queen says to you, and I'm talking about the mind of the queen. I'm not calling Brave Davis anyone else a female.
No, I understand.
I ain't saying that. I say that the mind at the top knows who you are. They know exactly where you are. They know how much numbers are with you. You may think it's going to be a surprise. Ain't no surprise here. Because there is a system in place within the system that is put there to watch you.
Yes.
I want you to understand this. And if anything goes awry, there's another system that's going to be put in place to deal with you.
Yes.
We see it all the time. Okay, let me prove it to you. Go south of here to Haiti. You remember the last president there? He tried to step out of the system to bring forth changes. You saw the people turn on him? Who turned the people back on him? To put things back into a system of chaos. The same people who say, you know what? We want peace. We want tranquility. We want a better way of life. We want more money. We want to be respected by the world. And they run from Haiti, come to the Bahamas, go to America, go to Europe, go all over the place. The same ones who cry for a better life are the same ones who take this one man and say, you know what? I want to change this for better. And the system that is bigger than all of them puts him to death. Okay, let me put it to you before the news. Let me get preachy with y'all. Since I've been to church yesterday, I feel a little holy. This man, Jesus Christ, from this Holy Bible, for those of you who are Christian, you would know the story, came to affect a system. The system was that of Roman authority. He came in there, he changed water. That's a threat to the system. Now you want to close down all the bars. You come in there, you heal the lame and the blind, and look how much doctors you put out of work. You come here with two fish and five loaves, and you feed 5,000, you're putting the caterers out of work. How am I talking?
No, you're talking.
You come and you heal, you bring Lazarus back from the grave, you put the mortician out of work. Then you come and walk up in people's church, and you turn over the offering place and the tables, and you chase all the preachers out there because they're wicked. You got some wicked preachers around here. You got some good ones, but you got some wicked ones too. And you chase them out of the church, so it was the chief priest, the queen bee, the mind of the church, who went to the government and says, government, you see what that fella do? We got to deal with him. You tell me today, Darwin Russell, the man who's leading them, who feed them 5,000 and calmed the hurricane and do all them good things. You tell me when he went into the courthouse, what do people do with him? I talk about system governance now. Who is the power of your system? And who is the power of one and in the same? Can you truly affect the system? Can you truly affect governance? Can you truly be successful in turning this nation around? That's what we're talking about, folks. Let's take a quick break before the news.
Rebel.
is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Great Commission's Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commission through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
Cut to hearts at Cleveland Clinic. You can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Soaking the children day by day. Yeah. Missing the Babylon system. Yes, the vampire. Falling empire. Soaking the blood of the soul.
And we're back. We got our main man, Kermit, there. That's our producer today, and we always got to give him a shout-out for the work he does in production. He's always on point, and, you know, there's not him. And so we thank him for being here and allowing us into his studio. Well, you know, I got a number of texts here before we jump back into the discussion. Someone just wants us to know that it says, good day. Do we have a system to monitor how to understand Creole spoken everywhere? We better start listening to those who speak it. The next government of the Bahamas must look like Burkina Faso, led by Captain Ibrahim of Africa. David looks at me sideways. Do you think they can? Do you think they can ever make the Bahamas stop all the corruption practices going on? And do you know Haitians descended from the Levi tribe of Israel? You all better wake up. You see, I read the text, Darwin. I didn't write it. I read it.
I see.
Good afternoon, Garth and Darwin. That's Darwin with a D, like in Diego and rest of the other dog, dog, and yeah, they got to know these things, eh? And Darwin, you are also referring to internal controls of which the creators control and manipulate the efficacy and effectiveness of deliverables and sound results. Next exercise, the hen is coming home to roost. We have promoted incompetence and rewarded loyalty and brown nosing instead of competence and knowledge, and now we are paying for it. We like talkers, those that sound good, even though they're only copying what they heard. They call them regurgitators. The empty prevent account closure. Hence, system, interesting. Real leaders can pivot and change and improve any system. It says, a good day, gents. Due to heads not being rolled, these clowns, they call them clowns, could they use the B and the S. I think BS means Bahamas. I think I'm going to be honest.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Someone or persons should be fired. I'm just trying to understand a little bit of the Greek terms that they put here on these texts, you know. So y'all, forgive me. Good morning, Garth and co-host. Corruption by the leaders and players in the system, while we supposedly adhere to the Westminster system. We only hold on to that when it suits our narrative.
Indeed.
Look at leaders when their government lose. Do they resign as dictated by the system? Drexel Gomez identified the main flaw in this system. What we are seeing is organized chaos. You ever heard about organized chaos? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there we go. It is called workflows. We have it here at Duke. We do our audits from our workflow.
Indeed.
You're familiar with the workflow?
I am.
Okay, then. Well, there you go. Well, that's my food right there. Good afternoon, gentlemen. From I Can Remember, schools was never ready on time. That is a system that needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. So they're telling you, Darwin Russell, that the schools have never been open on time.
Mm-hmm.
This is my challenge to all takers. Come back 20 years from today, and the same things that are going on with our education schooling system, for instance, will be going on then. Look at the principle of that legend with Sisyphus.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see the abiding truth of our post-colonial independent Bahamas. You got some pretty smart people.
Yeah, some good text messages for sure today.
Yeah. You know, I got another text. Someone asked me about the previous host of this time slot.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't afraid of these people, you know. I don't know if anyone else is afraid. I ain't afraid of y'all, man. They asked a question to me, too. See, this is all systematic.
Yeah.
So let me give you some systematic. I almost cuss. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
No, but you've been to church. So I've been to church.
Yeah. It's safe.
Mm-hmm.
The system of the world works on minds and voices. Holds mm-hmm. our presence.
Yes.
We are ordered and we are directed.
Mm-hmm.
There is someone who controls the system as to when you were born and when you go out. That's the way it works. We're not here to place ourselves anywhere where we're not supposed to be or directed.
Mm-hmm.
The way we enter into any space is by way of invitation. An invitation comes from a force or a power that is higher than us. Darwin Russell sitting here with me today.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, he may be the host of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby may be the host of a show. We're not here forever.
Mm-hmm.
We're only passing through. And if we can only make our space a little bit brighter to help someone along the way, then our living would not be in vain. This is what we do. This is what Howard did. This is what Dwight does. That's what Aaron does. C.A. Nuri does. Chivago does. Naughty does. We all do it. You know, you had one, Juan McCartney. He did it. Give me another one there. Nahaja Black did it. You know, you had, what the fellow name who died the other day? Rodney Monker.
Mm-hmm.
He did it. Howard is where the road leads us. It either leads us to a greater way or it gets us out of the way. That's the way it works. So if you want to be rude to me and you don't appreciate me being here, then turn the radio off. As simple as that. You go your way, I go mine. God help you if I didn't go to church and you crossed my path. I'll tell you that much. Because we're going to have some words. I'm not afraid of you. So have a great day. God bless you in Jesus' name. Now, can I move on with my show, please?
You can, please. Thank Absolutely. You.
Darwin Russell, when we look at the country, look at the road is a system. The electrical power in our country is a system. We talk about the education system, the health system, the prison system. All these are systems. Even here in our studio, there's a system. There's someone that governs a system called IRCA. Am I right or wrong?
You are right.
If I step out of line, IRCA's going to call the guardian. The guardian's going to deal with Garth. If Garth steps out of line, then I'm going to hear from Dwight Strawn and the management of the Guardian Radio. If I step out of line, you may even call in and tell me, Garth, you're out of line. Get out of the people's studio. This is what the world is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Darwin spoke about accountability when it comes in a system. Now, let me ask you a question, Darwin. Mm-hmm. Someone mentioned about fixing the system. Can the system be fixed?
Absolutely.
You think so?
It was created by man. It can be fixed by man.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
What system you can fix around here? Let me hear this.
No, I could fix any system.
You?
Oh, I can fix any system.
I don't struggle. You can talk fool.
No, I don't struggle with that. I don't struggle with that.
If we looked at your personal life and the way you run your house, would you say that that is a part of the system?
Tip-top shape.
So in all of this chaos in this country, you're telling me that you are able to manage your household in tip-top shape?
Tip-top shape, I say.
So is it possible then that because you can do it in tip-top shape, someone else can also do the same?
Absolutely.
You have a problem with the light bill?
I mean, personally.
I want to know. Is that in tip-top shape?
Well, you did the BBS.
Don't stand on me.
BBS says because of your consumption.
Boy, jeez. Come on, you hear that, man? Start stammering. I got
BBS done. Says because of your consumption.
And then you can tell the people, I trapsy, right?
I only asked him a question. He said he didn't tip top shape, so I don't know if he's straight. You know? Okay, the roads. You okay with the roads? I know you got a nice Jeep.
I am not.
So how you fix that?
You do your job.
You want me to take the call? You want me to come up?
Yeah. No need to
leave
you
alone.
No, you know I never scared. Right,
caller, go ahead.
The call is hot potato.
Go ahead, man.
How y'all doing?
We are well. How are you?
Thank God for life.
Hey, my brother.
Hey, my brother. How are thou?
Man, all is well, my friend. All is well, man. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir.
What you got for me today?
First one is... What you say? But the Haitian people, they
found
me the Israelites.
No, I didn't say that. Someone texted in and said that.
Said something to that effect.
Yeah.
The Levites, I think he said.
With all the alleged practicing over there, like in the culture.
Well, according to the texter, yes.
That's that's possible that they could be?
I don't know that.
Israel also was led into a time of darkness, into witchcraft and idol worship.
What do you do in Ethiopia, whatever we do?
Well, I guess it's all dark. It's all dark. Darkness is what we don't understand. And, of course, Israel had its time when they were put in captivity because they practiced darkness.
They learned it from Egypt.
But I got news for you, though.
Uh-huh.
And this is where I get preachy. Maybe we are suffering from confusion because of our own darkness. Do you believe that this God that you go to church on, I felt really holy yesterday, I went to the funeral. I mean, life flashed before me, and the pastor said, you know, Peter Joseph, you're on the fifth floor. I'm 56 this year. Mm-hmm. I'm on the fifth floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this to you. This God that we serve so well on the weekend, do you think he's going to allow all these wolves to come to our doorstep? People killing, people robbing?
Yeah, huh? Man, you know why?
Roads not paved, electrical lines falling all over the place. People break. Man. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, you know about the free will thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's free will now, so we go on to another conversation.
You to have the free will, right? That's so, just my opinion. I ain't no preacher, brother. I know you preaching, right, but I know.
Well, I ain't trying to preach. I'm trying to make sense of this because we suffering in a system when we should have been liberated. I even took it to John Canoe this morning. I said, even in John Canoe, y'all confused, man. Y'all confused. The national treasure of this country, y'all confused about that too?
I know God is not of confusion.
Okay, so then I ask him the question, and again, where is your God? Can I ask that question?
Where is my God?
No, just you. We're talking to us
where
as a nation.
Our God?
Yeah.
Our God, Rachel, tired and mad, seeing us every day. He pissed off. He should have a little angry face, but he ain't gonna sin.
Okay.
God ain't happy with us, boy.
So
ain't happy with
that's
us.
All I'm trying to say, man, because I know we have a democratic system.
Yes.
I know we have people put in place by way of governance. So you say God sets up kingdoms and puts them down.
Yes.
So he must have put these people here.
Just us on it for a period of time. You
okay.
understand? We
yep.
can't class ourselves with how God deal with things. He put the order down there. He giving you the free will to do it or not and suffer the consequences. Hey, God,
yep.
you know, someone else might want to call in and I yep. have another one.
Yeah. Okay, but call me back if you have to. Let me take the other caller then. Thanks.
Okay.
Next call on the line, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Garth Rose Burrows.
Right here enjoying my Monday. Mad Monday.
And good day to your co-host.
Good day.
Darvin?
Yes, yeah. It's Darvin. You got it right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yay me.
Great guy.
You know, you asked Darvin in reference to him wanting to or knowing that the system can change because he said it like he knows the system can change.
Yeah, he asked
you
that
know,
way.
And
yeah.
you asked about the roads. If he's.
Yeah, and he said no. So
exactly.
It can't be in tip-top shape, but I got you. I had to try, just punch him up a little bit.
I wanted to add my 2 cents into that part of the road.
We don't take pennies no more. Give me 5 cents.
Okay, I'll give you 6.5. Listen, that particular system, because I have a very, 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 very close person, my second half is in that system.
Okay.
So I can tell you, for sure,
mm-hmm.
that system is not operating the way it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, all these holes in this road, have you been on the, just before you reach the bridge, you see all them holes heading towards the bridge and that big hole right under the light?
Yes, ma'am.
They instead, the other day, was paving a churchyard. The government paving crew was paving a churchyard.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me where the government paving crew is responsible for a church property when our roads are falling apart. They are playing politics with these government systems.
You get no argument from me.
They are playing politics with the government system, and the persons who are responsible for dishing out the work. I can't blame the workers, because they are worker bee, like you say. They follow orders. So they were given orders to go and pave a churchyard. Okay? I ride down Bay Street, and after you pass, I think it's where VIP is, You then start to dart, dodge, drop, come up, go run, and swing high like a jungle.
Yes, yes, you do.
But where are the workers? Where are the worker bees? Like I asked last week, the schools, what happened to the Ministry of Works? What are their position? They have every person you need to build a house in Ministry of Works, from the contractors to the plumbers and the tilers and the whole nine yards, but yet they got to give out contracts to repair schools. Since when? What are the purpose of the salaries for those persons? Come on.
We hear your passion, my dear.
What is the purpose of the salaries to pay these people and still turn around and double pay somebody else, because you're going to single pay them? They come in, they gonna make sure stick it to your with these contracts.
Absolutely.
That's how we fix the system. We change it from one system, and we have to be ready for that change. We have to be, as a people, ready to accept the change. Now, we're not going to like it. Look at what is going on to our brother there in the north. I don't like what I said, but guess what? It's a change. Some of it just stick, and some of it just slide off. But the point is to throw all out one time. That's what he's doing, throwing all out one time and see what will stick. That's not the way to do it. But still, we have to make a change, and we have to be determined to keep the change. When is a good change, mind you? Keep the change.
Thank you so much. You have another caller on the line? Caller, go ahead. Caller, you there?
Yes, good day, God. How are you doing?
Man, I'm having a great day.
Yeah, I love what that caller was saying, because, you know, they have to change the system when, you know, these people just follow orders from those on high up. And good day, Darwin Russell.
Good day,
that's
sir.
Correct.
How you doing?
I'm fantastic.
I hope you all are making good of that 40-foot trailer that I sold you all to do that farming.
We are.
You are? Yeah, that's Dennis Bethel, yeah.
Good to meet you. Good to hear from you again.
That's been some good years.
It has been.
I think we need to get together, because I got some farmland and things to do in the Salvador and Crooked Island. And God. You know, them bees and things, I'm interested in that too.
We'll get to it.
Russell, you are here. In what capacity?
Here on the show today? I co-host the show with Garth. I'm typically here with him at least 2 days a week, and then we have the show that we host on Sundays.
It's the first time I'm realizing this who, you know what I mean?
That was, okay.
I just chimed in.
Okay, all right. I appreciate you listening, my brother.
Whatever, and everything. But I have just something to say. When they say they fall in orders, because like she said, they go on and paving the churchyard, and the roads are falling apart. And, you know, the systems, when you talk about the system, if you were to follow the International Personal Land Holdings Act, and the people that are complaining on what we're going through, I am going through it in reference to these people being given preferential treatment.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Over us, and we got a land issue here in the Bahamas today, but, you know, I'm surviving because, you know, they would continue to do favors for who they want to do it to. And I say that in reference to Kavashi City Pavement Churchyard. You know what I mean? So you know how that,
Well, I appreciate your call, my brother.
Thank you, man. Sir.
Let me take another caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, just want to wrap up. My boy Russell was saying that he had a solution. Oh, he didn't say solution, but he said he could have solved those. System or, I wanted to know, like, our police force
some of us believe that we need external, we need international forces to come in here and work on the police force with the commissioner of police or maybe in their own office to help clean out this alleged corruption or this corruption what the former commissioner was talking about before he resigned. And maybe we could maybe get some of these, because I believe the alleged corruption force, they can't do this and get away with it without the politicians. So we don't expect for the commissioner to lock up any politician or, or when I say lock up the politicians, I mean in the people who are in charge. So if we could get some external help, I believe that could help. But Mr. Russell, you might have a better solution with cleaning up that system. And these trans people, them, I know they don't say too much over here, like in the United States. What solution you will help? What we could do to make it better for them? Because I don't know what more they want. I don't know if they're angry with God or what. When they won't come in, when the trans man them won't go in the woman's bathroom or play in the woman's sport. What kind of foolishness? Now they're shooting up the church them and stuff. So what is the solution or what you will say we could do to make it better for them so we can all live as one? I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, caller. As it relates to the corruption angle, the way that I see it, whether we choose to believe it or not, our neighbors to the north are indeed policing the higher-ups in the Bahamas. These level of indictments of senior police officers and Royal Bahamas Defense Force officers, pay attention to how they're being conducted, okay? These people are being arrested on U.S. soil. They have been watched probably for weeks, months, and years. They know exactly what is going on. The mere fact that they're patient in about how, when, and where they choose to arrest them should give you pause for you to have some understanding of the gravity of the corruption that we're dealing with in this nation. In my 50-plus years of living, I have never seen a commissioner of police in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas resign. Especially not resign over something happening under his watch. It has never happened. And that did not happen purely by a protest from the opposition or the outcry from the Bahamian people. I promise you that happened significantly because of the complete embarrassment that that reflected upon the highest echelons of government. So much so, there was no indication in all of the press releases that the Prime Minister and the Minister of National Security were even aware that this arrest was imminent. So for me, if you're going to deal with corruption, I am of the view that you have an independent body underneath the Attorney General's office. I don't believe that we can't police ourselves, but I do not believe that it should be the police should be policing themselves. I believe that it needs to be within a separate entity, and in my humble estimation, the attorney should lead those investigations. And the reporting should go straight to the Prime Minister via the Attorney General. That's how I would deal with it, with a commission, with persons in the Attorney General's office, along with lay people in the general public, and maybe a representative from the Bahamas Bar Association. That's how I would deal with that.
Let me take another caller. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Garth.
Good afternoon.
And to your guest.
Good afternoon.
The host.
Yeah, but I have a question.
Yes, sir.
In respect to this government official or officials.
Yes.
Who it is alleged have been named in this
indictment.
Indictment. Are we doing our investigation and our own probing to find out exactly who this government official is? I'm talking about the police, that is.
Isn't that a great question?
Are we doing this or are we sitting on our hands and dating, provoking the U.S.?
Exactly.
I call it provoking.
Mm-hmm.
We are provoking them if we are not doing our own investigation to probe to see who this individual is, as opposed to waiting on the U.S. indictment to be unsealed.
To disclose the person. Absolutely.
To disclose.
Just like so many Bahamians, right? And the question that I had, we had this conversation this weekend with my friends of mine, and I said to myself, don't you find it interesting that even after the indictment was released, the Commissioner of Police did not even bother, or the Minister of National Security, or the Prime Minister, to say, we have additional pending investigations of police officers, 6, 7, 12, absolutely nothing was said to say whether or not you have a sense that there are regular ongoing investigations of either junior or senior police forces, officers. I found that quite telling. It says to me that if it is occurring, it is done at such a minuscule and unserious level that it's not even worth communicating to the Bahamian people. I just don't believe that we're doing it. We're not making any reasonable effort to do it.
Well,
yeah, you know, I agree with you. And what we underestimating, right? I want each and every Bahamian to hear me, you know. What we are underestimating, that embassy that is scheduled to be open up later on this month, eh?
It's open now.
It's open, but my point is, anytime you have a government who has a much bigger presence than the local government of that particular country, that says a lot, you know.
My Lord.
That says a lot. You know, you see the Prime Minister, you know, responding to the U.S. from his, when you compare that, their size with our size out Northwest, 70 years old.
Yes, sir.
You know, but it says a whole lot, and we are underestimating the actual magnitude of the size and the purpose for that structure, which, in my estimation, will be here until Judgment Day.
My Lord.
I don't think it's going nowhere.
Well, I appreciate your call.
We need to pay close attention, you know, because the U.S. isn't, as obvious, they didn't come to play games. They didn't come to play games. And it seems as if that our government is playing games, not only on this investigation, but immigration, you see, you know, but very soon we're going to find out. But I want the U.S. Embassy to understand that this, it isn't, we have many Bahamians who share different views.
Yes.
Who share different views on this position than the government. So the government, in most cases, isn't speaking for us. They are speaking for them.
Great point.
I want to be very clear on that.
Thank you, my brother.
But we should try to probe, Gavin, to see whether we are doing our own investigation to veto this government official before this indictment is unsealed.
All right, sir. Let me take another caller. Thanks for the call. Next caller, go ahead, please.
Hello.
Go ahead. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you all?
Good afternoon. We are well.
Good.
Good. I think I got 30 seconds.
You do. Go ahead.
What we're looking at presently is apartheid in this ugliest form. There is nothing that white people do in this country is for black Bahamians. The other thing is that you look out in Albany and all of the other exclusive areas, they're all white. My question is, are they paying us any taxes? No. Now they want to expand Paradise Island. All right. They want to build a school for 150 people and build a school for 150 people. The future. But look at it. There's nothing. They have their own pharmacies, and they have their own school. They're going to have everything.
So let me fix this conversation, if I may, but I appreciate you so much, okay? Thank you so much for your call. People, and I'm listening to you, and I'm trying to express something to you today. I got one or two rude texts, of course, you know. Some people want you to talk. Some people don't want you to talk. But I got the mic. Hey, I keep telling y'all, don't cause me to be rude with you now. I know how to be rude professionally. I know how to talk to you. So don't fool with me today. Not today. My vacation starts right after I leave this mic today. I'm a different man when I leave here. I promise you that. Let me say this to you people. We found so much situations with the system that is flawed, Darvin Russell. I think the system was intended for the most part to... I think in your definition, you use the word control. It's the control. The measure of control either works for the citizenry or it works against the citizenry. My understanding of the system is that the system wants to guise itself for the best interest of all, even though we understand world systems basically look out for the few. The balance of that is that you have to make the people who have nothing feel as if there's something more for them to gain.
Okay.
I'm talking true economics. I know you're the economics mind. I want you to listen to what I'm saying to you. Explain to me why 5% of the people are wealthy and 15% of the people are managers, while we got an 80% mass who's looking for something better today. Mm-hmm. They're hungry for it. They're willing to do whatever it takes to get to the next level. We call it sometimes middle class, from basically a poverty-type lifestyle, even though in the Bahamas we don't believe we're poor because we all have this wonderful sun, sand, and sea. But the truth be told, by way of world standards, there's more to be attained. Mm-hmm. You want a better car, you want a better house, you want to take your children to better schools, you want to travel abroad to Europe and to the Mediterranean. There's more for you to acquire, and there's at least 80% of you or more that want this better lifestyle. Mm-hmm. However, the system itself creates what they call a glass ceiling. Does that really exist, Darwin Russell? Mm-hmm. The glass ceiling?
In the Bahamas?
Yeah.
In the corporate sense, or are you talking about?
In the national sense. Do you see a glass ceiling?
I don't.
Why not?
I personally don't.
Tell me how. Tell me why not.
Because if I am to believe that that exists as a Bahamian, I would have to believe that there are levels in this country that I cannot attain, and I don't personally believe that.
That means you're in the 15% or more, or you're wealthy. Mm-hmm. That's what you're defining yourself as. But there are some people who believe there's a glass ceiling because they just can't pass the bar.
Okay.
And so you just defined yourself to me. Mm-hmm. Now, my thing is this. Let me show you what a glass ceiling looks like. A glass ceiling says to me that anytime you are about to catch yourself as a member of the colony, a new tax is imposed upon you. Mm-hmm. Inflation is imposed upon you. Mm-hmm. Higher tariffs, higher light bills. The cost to travel from here to Florida, the cost to import goods, all these creeps from 7.5% to 12%, comes back down to 10%, goes back to 15%, as if someone is monitoring you to ensure that you can't get to the next level. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that exists? In terms of governance and control in the system?
I believe that it can.
Do you believe that exists in the Bahamas?
I believe that there are elements of that exist in the Bahamas.
There are.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm trying to explain to the Bahamian people. This system is there. It's real. How we overcome that, only you could tell me. Let me throw those numbers out there really quickly to you. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 300-5720. You can text in at 422-4796. Got a number of texts here, Darwin Russell. How does one fix a system that is not broken? Changing the system and fixing the system are two different statements. The system can be said to be inefficient, but not broken. I know you're going to speak to that. Mm-hmm. One thing Bahamians are good at is having many solutions, Darwin Russell, and spending an exorbitant amount of time looking for problems they believe these solutions might fit. Now, how do you respond to that text?
I can accept the perspective of both of them, and I do believe that there is truth to it not being a system issue, but it's being a person issue and accountability. I don't have any difficulty ceding that point, because if I want to carry that to its natural conclusion, you could say, first of all, we're not aware of what these systems are and how they function, right? We're just aware of the output, right? That we're not getting the approval, we're not getting the contract, we're not getting the permit, etc. But we don't know, because they're not published, like we said, they're not transparent. This is how the process works. So we are speculating that the process itself is broken. Let's assume that it's not, however.
Mm-hmm.
The outcome is still the same. We still aren't, it's not working. That we know, because it's not producing the intended result, which is the approval, the communication, the denial, whatever it is, it's not producing it.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it from that perspective, it still needs to be fixed.
Still has to be fixed.
Yes, either the people need to be removed or held accountable. It is still broken. And because people are a part of the process, whether it's the process or the person, the system is still broken. Yeah.
I got you. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, D-Man. Good afternoon, Darwin.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, my question is based on opening the Tribune and seeing that the government is going to be reducing VAT on some items, but the items that they're going to be reducing it on, either you got to be menstruating, you got to be menopausal, you got to be sick and very pompous, and you know what that means. The government got to stop joking, you know. I see that to be pandering to women and to the elderly, and if the government is real serious about anything, everything is supposed to be across the board. How y'all feel about that?
Well, I see you're being trapsy like God usually is trapsy. I'm not getting in trouble with none of our women callers. But I will say this to you. I do believe that looking at that more holistically would be wise for us to do as a matter of policy.
Hold on, Darwin.
I listen, man.
Let's keep it, man.
I listen good.
Real. Let's keep it real, right?
I'm keeping it real.
Let's keep it real, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we pandering to female and woman? Women right now today, right? What they do with the money? Take the money, buy here, near, beach, and grow on the thing that even ain't necessary. No.
Boy, you're going down.
I can't let you get by with that.
I got the audacity to be standing on a line to be tagged for school by.
No, we can't let you do that.
Okay, listen to me.
Even when it comes right down to this woman leadership, right?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you no lie, right? Because the way it's a woman is very unpredictable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be certain times of a month that women, they change every month, right?
That's another show.
It's a serious thing, right?
Listen to me. That's another show. We can talk about that one later. I got to let you go.
The views on Guardian Radio are not representative of, expressed by our callers, is not representative of Garth and Darwin. Just let me put that disclaimer out there, okay? Caller, thank you for your call.
Yeah, man. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Caller, you're on the air.
Garth Roseborough. Hey. I'm Darwin.
Yes, yes.
Is he jealous that he's not a woman?
That's why,
man,
I like
why y'all? Why y'all trying to fight?
But don't he realize that there are far more women voters out there than men? You don't think the Prime Minister knows that? You think he knows? He knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's trying to butter us up.
But I'll tell you, I think he would have had to have developed a better strategy than that, because from where I sit, him reducing it to 5%, something that was zero before, I don't know. To me, you're still going backwards. Now, I do believe that we have to look and go back to those duty-free or VAT-free breadbasket items. I think there was validity to that. And I do think that VAT needs to be looked at a bit more comprehensively to see whether or not we're getting bang for the buck and really attacking the areas that can harm Bahamian people the least. But we're getting ready to take a break. And we'll be back after these short messages.
Look out now, they're sucking the blood of the sufferers. Tell the children the truth. Tell the children the truth. Tell the children the truth right now. Come on.
Warm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Don't settle for ordinary when you can have the Farmhouse King, only at Burger King Nassau.
It's back!
Mm-hmm. Sink your teeth into 100% flame-grilled beef, stacked with crisp bacon, melty American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and the bold sauce that adds the perfect kick for a flavor sensation fit for a king. Grab the Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or go all in with the Farmhouse King's Feast. It's bigger, it's better, and it's only at Burger King Nassau.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, See how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland.
Nothing beats a Chicchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun, and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chicchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chicchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit ChicchaniChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
Hey. Tell the children the truth. Tell the children the truth. Tell the children the truth right now. Come on in. Tell the children the truth.
Sometimes you just got to tell the truth. The truth isn't always appreciated. And sometimes the truth can be like a sword, you know, just drive straight through the heart. But I've learned in this lifetime that telling the truth takes a whole lot of headache from future repercussions. Of course, it's not easy to always tell the truth. And for those people who have a struggle with telling the truth, I'm only going to ask you to just build your courage to be a truthful individual. Truth sometimes has dire consequences, I agree. But if you live your life like Darwin, where you're in tip-top shape, you can tell the truth all the time. Tell the truth, man, the road mash up, the lights, lines hanging down, the school ain't running properly. You can tell the truth. But what happens to me in this situation, I'll tell you what truth is all about, Darwin. Mm-hmm. If you're going to tell the truth now that you have a PLP in power, mm-hmm. you got to also be willing to tell the truth when the FNM is in power. Mm-hmm. This is how it works. Mm-hmm. When you decide that you only want to attack the system or governance, when one party is in and the other one is out, I, Garth Minard Roseboro, I have a problem with that. And that's why I've always sat in the space to be as fair in my judgment as possible. In terms of the horse in the race, what's good for the goose got to be good for the gander, and vice versa. The one thing I always keep in my mind, Darwin Russell, is that I'm a proud one. And that we are all behemoths. It doesn't matter which religion you have. It doesn't matter what geographical positioning you have within this archipelago. It doesn't matter your political affiliation. Garth Minard Roseboro loves you, the people of the Bahamas, because you are what makes the Bahamas better. For the idiotic people in this country, the stupid people, I love how I can use the word stupid today. I'll tell you what I do with you because I love you. I stay away from you because I don't want you to turn me the other way. I want to love you too, so guess what you are to me today? You are my favorite stupid fool. I love you. I love even my stupid fools. So write what you want to write. Say what you want to say. I am here. I am thankful. And Darwin, I'm 10 minutes away from vacation.
My Lord.
This is a good thing. Let me read one or two more of these texts. Anybody governing the police must have full autonomy. A prime minister should not appoint a chief of police or any government agency. Mm-hmm. That was a text there. Someone says, I believe the Attorney General's office can easily be compromised as well. Mm-hmm. If we want complete separation from the investigators and the investigated, mm-hmm. we need people not connected to the country in any way at all.
So here is what, I appreciate all of the commentary, but here's what I want us as Bahamians to try to avoid. This notion that we always need foreign to make work our own country is dangerous to me because we never evolve as a people. And the subtext of that is that we are not good enough in our own right to govern ourselves.
Okay, can I flip
it? And fundamentally, that says that you can't find an honest bunch amongst us. And I just have a personal problem with that. I understand the intent behind doing things like that. But I think that that is a road that is almost, in my humble opinion, an admission of failure in self-governance. But go ahead. You make your point.
I wanted you to flip it.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if we're not good enough to do it, because we do have a history of doing some heinous things,
mm-hmm.
what makes you think the other country is not just as heinous or worse?
If you bring in
people from the other countries, they may actually have a worse disposition mm-hmm. than mm-hmm. we actually have in our own country.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be careful who you invite into your web.
Agree.
Or into your colony. So at the 13th hour, is that Ministry of Finance? I think it's Ministry of Finance, MOF?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. just make it short.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Okay, has opened the kitty to now deliver
mm-hmm.
at the 13th hour.
Mm-hmm.
Is the kitty open?
I don't know.
Good day, Garth and hosts. Have no fear. It's very clear the winner is near. The F&M chair, if not brave, will keep you in the rear. But that must be a strong F&M. Yeah, that's a poet right there. They wrote the same thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read it again then. Real leaders can pivot and change and improve any system. The empty vessels in charge, hence systematic failure. Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy, not God. Stop attributing destruction and death to God, please. Did I do that? So I think we need some air doctors in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one takes me by surprise. Don't blame the system. The persons in the system are the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then they use one of those big words. One and one, or one plus one, is two. What's the problem? Follow the system. Don't corrupt it.
Mm.
Okay. While not defending the Westminster system, it may operate differently in different places. Last week, the United Kingdom Deputy Prime Minister was found to have not paid the full stamp tax on a property purchase, and she referred herself to the independent inquiry, and they found it to be significant breach, and she should resign. She did. All of this took place in a couple of days, hence we just transfer you. That's what we practice in the Bahamas, they're saying. We just transfer. Well, Darwin Russell, what you want to say about the system before we go? Because I know we can recognize the system. I know we're supposed to be a democracy. I know the Westminster system is in place. I know that we have elected people and officials to govern over us. I know that there are some people who are totally satisfied with the performance, while there are others who are totally dissatisfied. And all of this leads to what we call a national election.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the election, we celebrate. And then we look at the issues that we're facing within our system, and many of those issues, in my estimation, has not been repaired, restored, or changed.
I think I would like to see a credible effort be made, maybe through the University of the Bahamas, to look at the different democratic or even socialist models, whatever models you choose to look at, and recommend changes to our current system of governance. And see what we yield. Can we develop, as the texter mentioned earlier, that I fully endorse, elements from many systems and develop something unique for the Bahamian experience? I think that is more than a worthwhile exercise that my former academics at the University of Bahamas should probably take up. Maybe Mr. Lang in the Center of Governance or the area that he leads, that would be a good exercise for them to consider.
Well, Darwin Russell, it was good being here with you again today. And these folks will hear from you on Thursday.
Enjoy your vacation.
Hope you have a great conversation.
Will do.
Good.
Good afternoon.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie.
Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Guardian News Network update on the hour.